This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Brain-immune connection, how the inflammatory reflex controls disease. Research reveals how the brain directly communicates with the immune system through an electrical pathway called the inflammatory reflex, offering insights into treating chronic inflammatory diseases. This neural circuit, mediated by the vagus nerve, demonstrates that inflammation is not purely chemical, but can be electrically controlled by the brain. Minutes time required for vagus nerve stimulation to increase noradrenaline in the spleen, the inflammatory reflex pathway. Three-stage neural circuit from brain to immune response, brain signal. Stage 1, spleen relay. Stage 2, anti-inflammatory response. Stage 3, source Nature Reviews Endocrinology, 2012. Georgian Medical Journal. News vagus nerve, the body's anti-inflammatory highway. The inflammatory reflex begins with electrical impulses from the brainstem traveling through the vagus nerve to the spleen, the body's primary blood filtering and immune coordinating organ. According to research published in Nature Reviews Endocrinology, this pathway represents a fundamental mechanism by which the nervous system regulates immune responses. Deep breathing exercises and meditation can activate the vagus nerve. This connection may explain why stress management techniques can produce anti-inflammatory effects in clinical studies. Spleen transforms neural signals into chemical messages. When the vagus nerve stimulates the spleen, it triggers the splenic nerve to release noradrenaline, which in turn activates immune T cells to produce acetylcholine. This neural-to-chemical conversion occurs within minutes of vagus nerve stimulation, highlighting the rapid communication between nervous and immune systems. This relay mechanism explains how psychological states can directly influence immune function. The spleen serves as a critical junction where electrical nerve impulses are translated into specific immune responses, providing a biological basis for the mind-body connection observed in medical research. Acetylcholine, Nature's anti-inflammatory switch. The final step involves acetylcholine binding to receptors on macrophages, the immune cells responsible for producing inflammatory molecules. This binding significantly reduces the release of tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNFA, a key inflammatory cytokine implicated in rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, and other chronic conditions. Vagus nerve stimulators in rheumatoid arthritis patients have demonstrated decreases in TNFA levels accompanied by improved joint pain scores. These benefits occurred without traditional immunosuppressive medications, suggesting the inflammatory reflex offers a more targeted approach to inflammation control, according to studies tracked by the Georgian Medical Journal. Clinical applications show promise. Vagus nerve stimulation devices are being tested for multiple inflammatory conditions beyond rheumatoid arthritis. Results suggest potential applications in treating inflammatory bowel disease, sepsis, and certain neuroinflammatory conditions. The electrical nature of this anti-inflammatory pathway offers advantages over pharmaceutical approaches, including faster onset of action and fewer systemic side effects. Researchers are exploring both invasive stimulation devices and non-invasive techniques, such as transcutaneous vagus nerve stimulation, for broader clinical application, as reported in recent systematic reviews. Vagus nerve stimulation increased splenic noradrenaline within minutes and significantly reduced TNFA production in macrophages, demonstrating direct neural control over inflammatory responses. Research team. Nature Reviews Endocrinology 2012. Key takeaways: the inflammatory reflex is a three-stage electrical pathway from brain to immune response via the vagus nerve and spleen. Neural stimulation can reduce inflammatory markers like TNFA within minutes without drugs. Clinical applications include vagus nerve stimulators for rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases. Non-invasive techniques like deep breathing can activate this anti-inflammatory pathway. Frequently asked questions: how quickly does the inflammatory reflex work? Vagus nerve stimulation increases noradrenaline in the spleen within minutes. The subsequent anti-inflammatory effects, including reduced TNFA production, can be measured shortly after stimulation begins. Can you activate the inflammatory reflex without surgery? Yes, Non-invasive methods, including deep breathing exercises, meditation, and transcutaneous vagus nerve stimulation, can activate this pathway. What diseases might benefit from targeting the inflammatory reflex? Current research focuses on rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, and sepsis. Scientists are investigating potential applications in neuroinflammatory conditions and other chronic inflammatory diseases where TNF-Fa plays a key role. The discovery of the inflammatory reflex fundamentally changes our understanding of how the nervous and immune systems interact. As researchers develop more sophisticated ways to harness this natural anti-inflammatory pathway, patients may gain access to treatments that offer the precision of targeted therapy with the safety profile of the body's own regulatory mechanisms. Source: How the Brain Talks to the Immune System. At Context: Connection: How the Inflammatory Reflex Controls Disease. Description: Discover how the brain controls inflammation through the vagus nerve in minutes. New research on the inflammatory reflex offers hope for treating chronic diseases. Author: Type, Organization, Name, GMJ Editorial Team, Publisher: Type, Organization, Name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-22. Date modified: 2026-05-22. At Context: Quickly, does the inflammatory reflex work? Accepted answer: Type, Answer, Text. Vagus nerve stimulation increases noradrenaline in the spleen within minutes. The subsequent anti-inflammatory effects, including reduced TNF-Fa production, can be measured shortly after stimulation begins. At Type, Question, Name, can you activate the inflammatory reflex without surgery? Accepted answer, At Answer, Text, Yes. Non-invasive methods, including deep breathing exercises, meditation, and transcutaneous vagus nerve stimulation, can activate this pathway. At Type, Question, Name, what diseases might benefit from targeting the inflammatory reflex? Accepted answer, At Type, Answer. Current research focuses on rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, and sepsis. Scientists are investigating potential applications in neuroinflammatory conditions and other chronic inflammatory diseases where TNF-Fa plays a key role.